Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large supper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said a blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the wine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Gospel of the Lord. So by the time Jesus said to his disciples, "Take it and eat it, this is my body." By that time, when Jesus says these words, you all are in the mind of Jesus. You are already before him. He just wants to share Jesus, his life with you. So when he said, "Take it, eat it," when he eats something, becomes part of us. So when we consume Jesus, we become another Jesus. So right from today, you know about yourself. you are Jesus. That's what St. Paul says very clearly. Today, it's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. Very important. We share the life of Christ. It's a miracle, of course. We can't, human mind can't imagine the piece of bread can become the body of Christ. It's a miracle. But there's another greater miracle. Jesus gave the power of consecration to all his disciples, his priests. One of the priests, once he talked to Jesus, "Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm useless. Why you choose me to become a priest?" What Jesus tell this man? "Just because you are a sinner, just because you're useless, that's why I invite you to share this priesthood. So that whatever you have done, not of your merit, is me, is Jesus himself." So, we all priests are miserable people. We are not saints. We are all sinners. We share the life of Christ. You too, either in the future you become a priest, a husband, a wife, no matter in what situation, Jesus invites you to share his life. What is life of Jesus? Nothing else but forgiving. Nothing else but giving. Though even the bodies take it just to give. So whatever we have, by the time we give, we receive much grace from God. So believe, whatever we have, all for sharing. This is the meaning of communion. Come, Latin word, cum, with. Communion, together. We share together. The time you receive the Holy Communion with Jesus, the body of Christ in you, you share the life of Christ. So in the future, whatever you do, you share the divine life, God's life, with one another. So Jesus on earth, what he shares? His love. Healing people. You might say, "I'm not a healer." Don't worry. By the time you have love, you heal people. By the time you have patience, you heal people. No grudging. But just patience. Jesus always patient. Listening. Healing people. Caring people. Walk together. That's Jesus telling us, "I will walk together with you until the end of the world." Jesus do it, and you do it. That's the meaning of you receive the Holy Communion. I don't understand the meaning. What do you mean by you share the life of Jesus if you're not caring the other people you need? By the time you share, by the time you are another Christ. Of course, if someday, if God really chooses you to be a priest, you receive enough greater miracle. You can consecrate the bread into the life of Christ. It's important. So in the Last Supper, we thank the Lord. He gives us human beings all these beautiful gifts to share his life that we can share with one another. So today we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ, and you receive the Holy First Holy Communion. Thank the Lord that from eternity you are called. Remember, Jesus saw you then. At the Last Supper, you were there. In his mind, Jesus God, Jesus divine. He knows everything. He knows you. He knows me. By the time he knows that I will be a priest, he knows that today I will talk to you, share with you. You sitting there, Jesus knows you. He loves you immensely. Believe that. Everywhere you go, believing Jesus is with you. Not only in you, with all the other people. So Jesus come on earth. He's always blessed people. You too. Another thing very important, be a joyful person. Although Jesus suffered at times, right? He suffered a little bit. At the end, of course, suffered very much. But he's always at peace. You too. When you have little suffering, you tell Jesus, Jesus, I offer this to you. Jesus, I offer it for those people in need. Because many people need our prayer, need our offering, need our sacrifice. This is our sacrifice. The Eucharist is sacrifice. Eucharist, remembrance of the death of the Lord on the cross. So we too, we share this body of Christ, we share the suffering of humanity, of our people. When you heard some people very sick, miserable, don't know how to help them, this is one of the life of mankind. Jesus shared this in him. You too, you in yourself, together with Jesus. Jesus, I offer to you. Day by day, on a daily basis, be joyful, be helpful, listening. Whatever you have done wrong, just tell Jesus, ask his forgiveness. Always, every night, reflect a little bit. Whatever you haven't done well, ask Jesus to give the grace. The next morning, start again. This is how Jesus lived on earth. He lives very young. He died at age of 33. But he used only 3 years to teach. He hasn't finished everything. But he asked the Holy Spirit to come upon us. So too, today, we share also the Holy Spirit. So you might say, I don't know what to do. Remember, the Holy Spirit come upon you. Together with the body of Christ, you have the Holy Spirit in you too. So you have all the graces. You have all the wisdom. So today, give thanks to the Lord that you are invited to share his life, so that from today onward, you share your life together with Jesus. And one thing, last thing, many people say the first communion is very important. Ask Jesus a special favor, it will be received. Ask Jesus, when you receive Holy Communion, don't look around. Tell Jesus, what is your secret in your mind, in your heart? Tell Jesus. Jesus will listen. Tell Jesus. It's a beautiful thing. Ask whatever you want in your life. One thing, not too many. Just one thing. Ask Jesus. And Jesus promised, whatever you ask will be given. So today we invite all people, pray for them, and you live better, better than before. They look after you. So trust, because Jesus, through Sister Faustina, because we adults, we don't trust enough. We don't trust enough the Lord. We say yes, but usually we don't. We try to do all our own effort. It's true, you have to own your own effort. But your heart, offer to Jesus. The whole family, together with children, offer. The light, two lights from the heart, secret heart of Jesus, the mercy heart, the divine mercy, the white and red. It's a sharing of his grace. So believe Jesus, his grace descend upon you, but you have to prepare, open your heart and receive this special grace tonight.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.